Yeah,
you don't? Yes, I've tried all the antipsychotics. They all have highly negative reactions. We've already discussed this.
What about let me give you small doses of Haldol?
Haldol is a highly poisonous substance to me. It causes very negative reactions, extreme suicidal nature, and it is highly poisonous, typical antipsychotics with highly negative reactions. I cannot take any more antipsychotics.
Good.
I am not psychotic in any way, shape, or form, and unless you can establish at this current point in time that I am psychotic, you have absolutely no medical authority to declare me mentally insane and that I must take antipsychotics. You can lose your medical license because I may or may not be a psychopharmacal inspector. You cannot force me onto any antipsychotic without establishing with medical protocol that I am psychotic, regardless of what it says on your chart, period.
I want to work with you.
Yes, you are working with me. However, the antipsychotics I have taken in the past have all caused very adverse negative reactions and have been related to my suicide issue. Because of that, any further antipsychotics, regardless of whatever it says in your chart.
Any thought of harming yourself?
Not.
Any thought of harming somebody?
Not really. I mean, no.
Are you driving?
Yes, I'm driving. I have not got a speeding ticket. I have not ever gotten pulled over by a cop. I have not gotten any warnings. I have not committed any crimes. And the only crime I've ever committed in my life was one, having a possession of marijuana, and two, driving to a girl's house who I was stalking who was rich. That is the entire reason.
Did you do that?
Yes, I did drive to a rich girl's house. That, however, is not justification to declare me as psychotic in any way, shape, or form. She was rich. I was making a conscious decision to stalk her because she was rich. And she did have she was sort of in love with me at the summer camp.
Last time your father came with you, can I talk to your father?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What's his phone number?
He's right out there.
Okay, can I phone him and let him?
Yes.
What is the last name? Alex?
Get her back.
Huh?
Get her back.
Get her back?
Mm-hmm. Come inside, the psychiatrist wants to talk to you. Yes.
What do you do for a living?
Nothing right now. I'm still going to school at Nova. I'm trying to get into a Java class, a high-level Java class so I can get a Java programming.
Yeah.
I can do freelance HTML, and I'm going to learn Java programming, but I haven't gotten a job with freelance HTML.
When was the last time you saw your probation officer?
That was actually 1 week ago. He visited my house and said he could visit and talk to me in 2 weeks. I haven't actually had any probation violations whatsoever, not even more than 15 minutes late.
What?
I forgot it. I've only seen him twice because he doesn't really monitor me very well because, I haven't really... done anything wrong or actually committed any crimes except, you know, like stalking a rich girl.
And then what kind of sports do you like to do?
I like to play StarCraft. It's actually not really a sport, but you get your heart rate up. It's actually a computer game where you, like, it's actually a strategy game. I play first-person shooters. I've played soccer in the past and football, but I don't really like to watch sports that much, you know.
He didn't come, is he?
Well, I don't know what he's doing. I think he's actually fixing somebody's car.
Can you take the phone number?
703? I'm up for a while, sometimes I'm like up for like 40 hours, and then I get
taken
out. Well, actually, I have discussed with him that I haven't been taking it for 1.5 weeks because of the adverse side effects due to the antipsychotic. And because I have adverse side effects to every antipsychotic I've ever tried, I have to absolutely, completely refuse any further treatment with antipsychotics, as there's no way to establish in any way, shape, or form that I am psychotic.
What I'm saying here is, he doesn't take an application first, and now he's in the verge of relapse.
Excuse me, why am I on the verge of relapse? Can you please elucidate that concept without invoking a chart or a history which you have not actually investigated fully?
And actually right now he's mad. So,
okay, I'll ask him.
But
you do understand that the lithium is what treats the mania, not the schizophrenic medicine, of course. Or do you not have any psychiatric
sometimes
experience?
Sometimes you need to take usually lithium in some people.
What?
In some people, only lithium can control the mania. In some other people, it may need to take 2 or 3 medications to control.
Yes, but I have controlled the mania with the lithium.
I'm really worried.
Excuse me?
I'm really worried about you.
This
is ending in hospitalization.
This is ending in hospitalization for what reason?
Not for the time being, I'm just letting your father know.
If you don't keep taking the meds out,
you don't keep the medication,
you're getting more manic, and then you're going to go do something stupid.
This is up, obviously, right now. My second thing, did he drive?
Yeah.
I don't think it's advisable to drive.
Okay.
So.
Excuse me, are you going to revoke my license? I have not committed any traffic violations. I have not committed any kind of crimes in a car. And you need to explain why I can't drive.
I will.
This is ridiculous. You cannot take a citizen's right to drive just because you have a medical license and you have a history of psychiatric treatment.
Alex, the first thing I'm going to let your father know, so that there is little driving.
Right.
Because there is risk to himself, but risk to other people.
Why is
so
there risk?
So he may end with injuring some people, and then instead of this, it's going to be very severe, and you may spend the rest of your life
But I have never actually...
Yourself or kill somebody else.
Correct.
So if you do not do this, I will let it right now for your parents. To control no driving. If your parents had difficulty, they can let me know, and then I can call the, I can write to the DMV and they revoke the license.
Okay.
So you have to cooperate with them, with your parents.
Okay, I will cooperate with my father.
Good job, because this is good. And actually, if you take your medicine, probably you may feel much better, and then your parents may allow you to...
Except that all the times I've taken psychiatric medicine, except for times when I was in an extreme psychiatric state due to hallucinogenic drugs, I have not actually... I've had only... mostly adverse reactions due to the medications, as I have explained over and over again to basically every medical professional I have discussed with.
You would like to have new medication?
I would like to have the lithium and the Ambien, as I am bipolar and I have sleep issues.
This is not enough.
Wait, excuse me, why is it not enough? Can you actually give me like a medical textbook or any kind
of... This medication is enough.
And why is it not enough?
I have been much more stable.
And why am I not stable now?
The first time I have seen you, you were taking those medications, you're much better.
Actually, do you know what? The first time you saw me was after I just took the medication.
Tell me, is his PO, when you came over here, you came for treatment, or is the P, or the court mandated for treatment?
Yes, this treatment is entirely court mandated through the mob syndicate action involved in the stalking incident.
Part of probation.
Okay. Part of his probation. So when you came over here, that you had to take the medication.
Yes.
And did the case manager get some form from his CEO?
She just asked me for the phone number today.
You provide that to her because it's our duty also to contact and discover.
Yeah.
And you know that if because this is huge, and this is actually for the sake of the whole family, and you get to be that.
Right.
Because you do not have a choice, and he doesn't have that.
I don't have a choice
and
in what?
Actually, things need to be done because I'm really worried.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work on it. I think you and your wife probably know this. And sometimes you need both of you to do it. She doesn't take medicine. And we notice that she's not cooperative. She needs to be done.
He's often just not cooperative with her. He doesn't work with her. He works in a group home.
Living in a group home. So do you have the phone number for his
PO? Yes.
What is his phone number?
I don't have it with me right now.
Yeah, because that is very important.
I think I might have it on my cell phone.
Okay.
I might have the newest one. Crap, I think that's a damn thing. Freaking. Actually, I don't have it. I have the other two.
Which one you have? Not New York. I need the one in Fairfax.
Did you get it?
Is that the one in Shed the Gate? The one in Shed the Gate? Do you know the name of the professor of that?
No.
Thank you.
I'd like to speak to him afterwards, please. I'd like to have him hear my case.
The issue over here is not the state of New York. The issue is here is safety. Yes. Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, for me, as a psychiatrist of the time being, okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Excuse me, I would like to speak to him. Can I speak to him now?
Actually, you can talk to him on his cell phone. Here is the problem.
Okay, what's the number?
I want to let you know. Here's the problem. I'm going to... You can call the main phone number here. The problem over here is you don't take your medicine. And I send a letter, and he's going to call the office in New York, and the office in New York, they may take you back.
Okay, well, I'll discuss that with him afterwards.
Okay. You can call the phone number. The main phone number is 703-934-0880. And you have a choice. If you would like, at least to turn it around. I don't know how you're going to guarantee the compliance of medication.
Okay,
and
well, I'll talk to him.
He may need voluntary admission.
Well, I may take my psychotic when I get home.
And I think he may need a voluntary admission for this management until this episode goes.
What episode?
Because management, why? It's going to take some time. And I don't think you have supervision 24/7 for him. And you guys, both of you. So my recommendation for you, if you would like to... My recommendation for you, if you would like to have a voluntary admission, I can take you down and straight to the emergency room. So they do the evaluation.
No, that's all right. I'm fine.
That's why I was suggesting.
No, I'm fine.
And if you would like, you know, if you take any medication,
sometimes you're getting a whole lot of trouble here because you haven't.
No, I'll just start saying when I get home. I'm convinced I'll start saying this.
Well, this is my, it's very clear, Mr. Beck. For me, protect yourself, protect other people. I'm being dealing with this for a long time, and what I'm doing, I'm doing this for the sake of you.
Okay.
And you know that when you have been released from New York,
yes, I understand.
The recommendation to take the medication.
It is a recommendation, of course.
For you, you do not take
the medication. So I must discuss this with my probation officer before I enter into any emergency medical treatment, as it must be voluntary according to all medical procedures. As I have committed no crime, I have not, you've not been able to demonstrate in any way, shape, or form anything besides mania, and I'm not in a psychotic state in any way, shape, or form.
You have enough medication at home?
Yes, I'm...
Okay, you go take him enough medication.
Yes, I will when I get home.
And I will buy it for this consideration. And then for you, I want you to keep an eye on him within the coming couple of days. If he's not, the phone number for the... I want you to do 703-934-0880. Yes, 0880. His name is James Perry, P-E-R-R-R-Y.
Okay.
And if not, you can talk to me whatsoever, but you know that. I'm going to write a letter to him.
Okay.
And this letter will depend on his cooperation, both of you and him. You create a plan because he's going to call.
Okay.
So you and your wife and him, if he doesn't take his medication, that is the way to go. And it's safer for both of you, for the whole family.
Right.
Okay?
I'm going to give you
Here is the emergency room over here. You know this?
Yes.
The office of the emergency room.
Right.
Unfortunately, I'm going to be out of the country for the first 3 weeks on July. Okay. On August.
Right.
I won't be here.
What country?
Okay, I'm going to be out of country.
What country?
Really, what I'm trying here to do is to give you an appointment that you see my here, but that doesn't mean you can bring him to the emergency room at any time you would like to be evaluated. And it is his choice.
But I'm going to write the letter before I leave here. Is that possible for him to come, for me to be, to see him in August, 27 at 11 o'clock? But that means just temporarily, the first week I'll be in my office here. What's your phone number?
What?
Your phone number,
cell phone number. 703?
Mm-hmm.
402?
437
Clark. What's your phone number? 703-402-2071.
You had enough
medication at home? Yes, plenty. And they have in
this is your appointment. It's August 27 at 11 a.m. in the morning. In case you know the emergency for Woodburn room, for Woodburn, and then you can call the, and I'm going to fax the letter for you.
Okay.
Carol, and you as a family, you want to work anything with him, that's fine. Before you can call, but definitely, if you talk to the New York will say they want him back. And immediately they send him to Fairfax and then they wait. Okay?
Fairfax what?
They send you to the jail. Because the deputy over the if New York says they want you back.
Okay.
Then he has to send you in here to the jail, to stay in Fairfax until they come and pick you up.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll talk to my probation officer after that.
And I hope you comply with your medication.
Is this after your trip to Iran?
No, yes, after that.
Okay.
But there is an emergency room to follow you, okay?
It will be up on the first.
You do the same, okay.
Okay, bye-bye. He's just trying to dope me on fucking random antipsychotic drugs for absolutely no reason.
He doesn't actually demonstrate any kind of psychiatric experience in such drugs. He doesn't even know that Tobamax is like a headache medicine for weight loss. He just wants to put me back on all the drugs or put me on Halidol. And I've had side effects with all the antipsychotics. The antipsychotics were actually part of the reason why I committed suicide in the first place. And the trip to New York to visit the girl was just a strand of like stalking a rich Jew, like standing stalking a rich girl that happened to get me on probation and felony because I was stalking a really rich person that wanted to pull strings to get this ridiculous attempted grand larceny because I had one threatening phone call on an answering machine. And although I did make mistakes, it's absolutely ridiculous that suddenly I have to go to the emergency room or else he's going to revoke my driving privileges when I haven't even gotten a speeding ticket or any traffic violations or even been pulled up on any record of a police officer, and he's just trying to take everything away, and he's just talking about how I have to immediately, how I was presenting a fact, which he's not telling me anything that's going on, and that he's going to basically try to pull all the strings, like he's just like trying to fucking murder me, like in the mob or something, with like a poison thorazine needle, which could happen, because Emily Goodwin is extremely rich. And basically, he's just trying to, like, he's just trying to get me to, basically just threatening, like, to immediately send me to Fairfax County Police and ship me to Nassau County Jail for, like, 5 to 7 years because all of a sudden, like, I stopped taking the antipsychotic for 2 weeks. And I'm talking quickly right now because I'm really nervous about being sent to fucking prison, losing my driving privileges, and possibly being fucking poisoned on Thorazine or Halidol, and he's not discussing any psychiatric or psychopharmacological responses to the drugs. He's not there. I think you need to actually have a medical license, Paul. I think you need to talk to the FBI and my special crimes investigation about this. I do have the entire thing on record if you'd like to review it. This is recording. Yes, I'm going to put this on the internet. I'm going to fucking personally email this FBI because they cannot continuously extort that I need to be on drugs just because I have a record of stalking a bitch girl, mm-hmm. have a suicide attempt, and talk about weird conspiracy theories. And
had you said anything? No, I'm just curious. Had you said anything like that you were going to hurt yourself or someone else?
No,
or?
Not at all. He's taking away my driving privileges. He's trying to send me to that to prison. He's trying to send me to the emergency care facility immediately. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm talking nationally, his only excuse is that I'm getting manic and I will have a relapse because of what it says in this drug. This is absolutely ridiculous. Do you know him at all?
I do.
And the most sketch thing is, okay, you need to see my fake FBI license and you need to study the symbols and read it right now.
You have a fake license?
It's extremely serious. Yes, FBI, CIA, NATO, the American flag, a JLF flag, a flag of Great Britain, the NATO satellites represent all other countries, the five stars represent a possible military rank, and,
okay, hold on 1 second. It's tiny print.
Yes.
Did you show him this?
No. Okay. He doesn't know about the tape recorder or this license.
Okay. So now I'm curious. What happened when you first went in, though?
What?
Like, did he start by asking you questions, or when you first went into the office?
Yes, he just asked about the medicine, and if I'm not on the medicine, I just suddenly need to be sent back to prison yeah. or sent to a medical hospital, even though I have actually had sublethal effects and depression by the medicine. He just wants to put me on Halidol, basically. Which actually almost caused me a heart attack before. And, well, what do you think of this, if you read this?
I didn't really understand it.
Okay.
It might just be beyond me, though.
Okay, I have to declassify you level 7. Do you understand EMP systems?
Emergency systems?
Electromagnetic pulse.
No.
When you detonate a nuke, it causes an electromagnetic pulse in a certain radius. Mm-hmm. So if nukes are planted in America, if there's a nuke in Washington and nukes all the way to New York and all over the country, if you detonate one nuke, what will happen is the other nuke which will have a communication system to a satellite to detonate it if necessary, will be disabled. So if you detonate one nuke, all the nukes in the area are disabled.
Hmm.
However, there is one way to get around that. Really important. You have an EMP detection system built into every nuke that you plant.
Okay.
And if you detect an EMP from this nuke,
mm-hmm.
this nuke will go off.
Hmm.
And then it'll set an EMP over there, and all the nukes around it will go off. Because otherwise, you won't be able to have satellite communication to cause every nuke to go off, because when one goes off, it'll EMP the rest of them, and they won't go off. So the nukes have to cause a nuclear chain ordnance reaction. And the more sticky part about this is that basically, what it means is you can build a radio transmitter which creates a false EMP, which will detonate a nearby nuke, which will cause a cascading nuclear anomaly, and then all the other nukes will go off, and the whole world's detonating a nuclear explosion.
That's pretty scary.
Yes, and I've been fighting it from the beginning. I am wearing a five-star general insignia, and I've been propagandizing information about anti-Babylonian propaganda, and Iran is the last place that has to be conquered by the axis of evil, and Al-Karim,
mm-hmm.
he's Iranian.
Yeah. I thought he was from Africa, actually, but...
He's actually going on a trip to Persia in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, on a mission trip.
Mission trip. What's the mission for?
I don't know.
You need to
medical.
Investigate this.
Well, I'm more concerned about you, actually, though.
What?
Well, one, that I hate that it was so upsetting to go see him. I don't want you to dread coming.
Well, I dread coming because as soon as I say I don't take the meds for 4 days and I don't need an antipsychotic,
yeah.
he's basically trying to send me to prison, send me to a mental hospital where they can just poison me with Thorazine,
yeah.
or just go like this and just cut like that and just cut my arteries off and just kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And all I did was stalk a rich girl who was fighting the Babylonian Empire.
And she was powerful because she was rich.
Yes. She's actually, where I was going was actually a giant mansion, like a mansion with like basically the size of this building combined.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
In Long Island. Next to the Creek Club, where the most important private equity investments in the entire world are.
Huh.
And you can check this on record, and you probably should contact the FBI Special Crimes Division about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because these kind of illegitimate mob, mental hospital, prison hits are completely unacceptable. And do I seem like I'm psychotic? I don't even seem like I'm manic right now, do I? Can you certify that as a person, as a medically licensed professional?
I can tell you just what I see.
Yes.
So what I would say that would concern me is that it's always concerning if you're not taking meds that it seems like before we're helping you, which is hard to know if they help you or not.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just holding it.
Okay. But also that you are talking fast.
Yes. Well, I'm very nervous about this entire thing. Remember the Iran trip? Nuclear chain ordnance emergency, mental hospital, jail. It's very logical for me to be a little bit nervous and talking fast in this kind of hostile environment. It's not like he's saying, oh, no, we can wait a few days, we can check up the reactions, and we'll talk about it later. He's like, I need to call the probation officer, I need to pull your license, I need to send you to prison or mental hospital. That's all he's saying. You have to stop him from just thwarting me and just throwing me in someplace. This is completely unacceptable in any kind of free country. And you have read the Free World Alliance website, have you?
No.
Oh, go on it right now.
No, we don't have a lot of time left. I want to use it perfectly.
Okay, my
right
website
now.
Is freeworldalliance.biz.
That's your website?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And it totally talks about how we need to stop the axis of evil where this doctor is going. Now, you may not know much about me and my history, but it might be a good idea to investigate it now.
Okay. Oh, that's my official website.
Yes.
Yeah. But so what's your plan when you leave here?
Okay. Go home and report this.
Okay. And then what?
See that? Mm-hmm.
Can I ask in the first place? So he was worried because you had stopped taking the meds.
he wasn't worried. He's just like, we need to give you Haldol, basically. We need to send you to a mental hospital. We need to take away your license. We need to send you to prison. He wasn't worried for my health. He just pretended to be. And I'm going to call my probation officer and try to clear this up with Randy Amos first, my probation officer in New York, because he knows more about my case. And then I'll call my probation officer down here, who I just got the number of, and I lost the number.
Okay. So I was going to ask that.
Yes, I am going to contact my probation officer. They can't just shove medicine down my throat because it says it on the Google chart. Because the medicine has been causing very adverse reactions and actually has been actuating the bipolar reaction. And Haldol, you know what Haldol does, right? Mm-hmm. That's a serious, serious drug that you do not use on people who are talking calmly and rationally just because there's a threat of a relapse.
Can I ask, what were the reactions? You said you stopped taking it a couple weeks ago. Why did you stop? Had you noticed like a rash, or had you noticed... You said kind of in general that it was...
Depression, a more erratic sleep schedule, and extreme bipolar phases. When I went off the meds and stayed on the lithium and used the Ambien when I needed to go to sleep, I was perfectly fine. And he doesn't understand, he doesn't say, oh, well, you're getting better when you're off the meds. He just says you need to go back on the meds because it's medical record. That's all he says. And he's fucking... this is just so sketch. It's just too sketch for words. I mean, think of all the coincidences. Stalking Rich Grove, fighting the axis of evil, writing a propaganda website for the United States of America, him, Iranian, trying to trap me, imprison me, take me to a mental hospital, and he's going on a trip going on in 2 weeks. There's just too many coincidences for you to just overlook this and just say, Alex is just saying weird shit. And we don't have time to go through my entire FBI, CIA career and record for this one. But I'll send it to people who know them and know the couple things.
Well, I was going to say, so I kind of want to talk to him also to see what he was thinking. Like you said, you thought he was pretending to be concerned but wasn't, and I kind of like to...
I'd bring a tape player and try to keep the tape player secret.
I guess I try not to be so suspicious of people.
Yes, well, but at this point I cannot be when he's not actually any way concerned about my health except what he pretends to be. He doesn't actually even know anything about my chart. And he doesn't even understand what the different meds are. He doesn't understand that I don't need Topamax if I don't have headache problems. And you say, wait, don't you need to be on Topamax? Wait, don't you need to be on Topamax? You do need to be on the antipsychotic. You're just going to relapse. He just keeps saying that over and over and over again. He's a broken record. And he's not actually demonstrating any rational attempt to try to treat me in a legitimate psychiatric manner. Recommend that I do not need the Zyprexa, the Topamax, which resists the weight loss anyways, and the Cogentin, which was just to treat the extreme side effects which caused me to lose sleep in the first place because I'm always shaking like this, which actually agitated the entire bipolar situation. However, I will continue to take the lithium, and I will take the Zyprexa for now, and I will take the Ambien when I need sleep as a PRN.
So the lithium and Zyprexa you just said you will take, have you been taking those two?
Except for the last 2 weeks, the Zyprexa.
Okay.
And now that I've stopped taking the Zyprexa, I can actually lighten up on lithium and maintain control for my bipolar phases. But the Zyprexa actually causes me to take more lithium, take all the other drugs, create all the other side effects, and it's basically making me go fucking insane wanting to kill myself. Mm. Because I'm not actually schizophrenic, although I have had somewhat insane episodes in the past. Because I have been dealing with pretty much extreme nuclear terrorism shit.
Which would be a little stressing, I would
think. Yes.
Yeah.
He does not...
Well, if he... I was to say, if he gave you a different kind, would you be willing to try?
I've taken every single group in the entire antipsychotic group except for, like, Haldol.
Right.
And I know what Haldol does. It just fucks you up. Just fucks you up.
A lot of people are drunk.
And I do not need to be fucked up on medications when I'm talking clearly, analytically, and scientifically in doing spy work and reporting to the FBI and my probation officer and possibly other contacts. You understand that?
I understand it.
Can you please, maybe we should declare him mentally insane and psychotic, or declare him working for Iranian mob syndicate elements who are actually affiliated with Emily Goodwin's enemies, or possibly Emily Goodwin's allies. And possibly police action may be necessary against him, in this instance.
Well, so this is kind of a sound simple, but it is. So the only things that I can say, like, to make a recommendation would be what I can see. And so the couple things I would see is that you are talking fast and have pressured speech, and that you've had trouble sleeping and you've been off your meds, but you're also under a lot of stress, which you said is, you know, which I'm under stress, that makes me talk faster and makes it harder to think and harder to sleep and everything.
Yes.
But because I haven't known you long enough to compare it to before, like, I don't know if it is the situational, like, if it was because it was really stressful meeting with him, and that's why it seems that way.
Well, I mean, probably stressful if he's going to take away my license, throw me in prison, or put me in a mental hospital. And there is no reason to fucking declare somebody mentally insane. That is completely, absolutely fucking insane. The government cannot just declare people insane because they're about to fucking Thorazine them and they start talking faster. That has to fucking stop. Period. And people always say, like, oh my God, he's screaming when I'm about to fucking stick a needle in his arm and cut off his artery. I mean, let's please be intelligent, rational people in this discussion. When people claim that they know medical care, when they don't even understand fear, and how I actually always spoke fast, ever since I was 12. I always speak fast and clearly. And many times I speak too fast. But I can also slow down my speech when I do explain important points.
Okay.
So could you please explain that I'm basically completely sane and normal?
What I wanted to say was that, so those are the things that I observe right now, but because I have no comparison of them before, I would say that it would seem like it's because you're off your meds, or because, and possibly because of the stressor. But because I haven't seen you, you know, like next week, maybe if you came back and you were, and you didn't meet with him, and you were in whatever for you would be a more calm mood, and I would be able to see what you were like then and compare it. That would help tell whether it was because of the situation or whether it is because the meds are wearing off or it's a manic episode.
So what are you going to write on your chart?
I don't know. I'm not writing. I don't write prescriptions or anything.
Well, what are you going to write in your report?
I don't have a report right now either. What I'll talk to Dr. Abd al-Karim about is to ask him what he thought about it and see, like you said, he didn't explain why he thought you were psychotic or why, you know, what the visual effects are that he can see. So I want to ask him some more of that.
Yeah.
And then see you again and kind of so I have a comparison to see if it seems like it's gotten better or worse, or if it was just because of this situation, or if it's that you're always feeling that way. Because I can't imagine that, you know, it doesn't feel good to feel that way, obviously.
No, I don't always feel that way. At home, I'm just relaxed,
right,
playing computer games, smoking cigarettes, talking to my roommates. Occasionally, there's stressful situations because we're poor and weird stuff happens. I was creating underground productions, entertainment productions. I was creating a rap production company, and one of the guys was a little bit aggressive and threatening. His name was like Black Ronald or something like that. There's some stressors about that, and I mean, I'm having a normal life, except for the fact that everybody's just trying to send me to prison because I stopped taking poison. And it could be poison, because the prescription does go through him and the hospital, and they can just switch a bottle and poison you. Especially with the poison. Well, I am a huge advocate against the purging material axis of evil, like conquest of America. And he is visiting Iran and he is Iranian. And Emily was always working against first class music.
And you think he would know that though?
Well, I don't know what he knows. Okay. That's what I'm going to report to the FBI about. Okay. I don't really know much about the situation.
I guess
but this is very sketchy.
I don't think he would know that about you.
What?
I don't think he would know that about you. I guess this was the second time he had met you.
Well, yeah, he could just have orders that I'm, like, extremely dangerous to his society, and he has to do all this. He may be a know-nothing person that's just ordered to do this, and if he puts me in the mental hospital, takes me in jail, his stocks go up. That's how the primary consortium network works. Mm-hmm. You have stocks in small-scale private equity investments, and you can just trade it up to reward people for stuff like this. Because maybe he thinks, you know, other people that he knows are threatened, and if he does the right thing and puts me in a more hostile environment, or in a more imprisoned environment, then his stocks go up. And you might not know much more besides that. And as soon as I start interrogating about it, he's just going to declare I'm mentally insane because I'm talking about all this excess of evil nuclear terrorism shit. But, I mean, the EMP level resistance system is totally real. And the Free Will Alliance.biz website is hugely, hugely e-democratic and totally against his Persian interests.
Okay. Well, the three things that I guess I would like is I want to talk to him. I'd like to see you next week, and let's choose a day where you think that, which is hard to tell ahead of time, but a day when maybe you don't think you would have any stressors going on, like maybe a day you're not going to
pass. How about call me on Monday, and I'll try to schedule an appointment. It may depend on my probation, the FBI, and everything else.
Well, that was the third thing, was your probation officer. You said you don't remember his name and number. When I call you next week, can you call
me? Oh, no, I have his number now. I just didn't have him myself on at the time.
Okay. So I wanted to call him, too, and see what he thinks, and also tell him that I saw you today, and you had these concerns, and that Dr. Awad al-Karim saw you, but I'm hoping to see you again next week, so I have some sort of comparison.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Wait, well, I'll talk to you on Monday.
Hold on 1 second. Because usually Monday is far longer than I said, but...
Thank you.
with that too? Huh?
Yeah, he's covered with that.
Okay, well, I can't take notes. But,
can I look at
your whole type?
I think you just read the paragraph now so I can get a response.
Giving me scares and fears
that
I don't need.
Yeah. Well, you do need it now because you are involved in the situation as my counselor.
Okay, I'm involved. I care more about you.
So if this is important to you, then that matters. I care more that about kind of how you're feeling and that feeling safe and that...
Well, I won't feel safe unless you're reading into this and becoming a conspiracy theorist because... This is imagine what the people who hear about how the antibiotics are pouring into that water stream, the Cameron One watershed, you can read over there, watershed holding the poison in. Mm-hmm. They want to make money bringing one area up, bringing one area down, and when they do that, they will truly. That's why I'm saying about the stock. Mm-hmm. You can make no shit. Think about it. You poison the water with antibiotics. The antibiotics are the bacteria, which don't cause brain damage. Then the area goes down, you make a new ghetto, and you buy the other area, or you buy the ghetto, or if you sell the ghetto guy, mm-hmm. buy the others.
What a plan to have.
Well, I mean, there is rises and falls in the ghetto in the Bronx, mm-hmm. in southeast and northeast D.C. And if they're doing that, even a little bit, basically, mm-hmm. they want me dead. Because this isn't on the internet. www.freewordlines.biz. And basically, everybody that is poisoning the water supplies, trying to racketeer the economy, wants me dead.
Do you think it's even particular?
Well,
or that people are doing
this? I did sort of describe it quite well. And these are chemicals that will actually cure the water supply.
Right. I mean, this was more in general about, it wasn't like it was directed toward you.
No, I wrote this. This is what I put on the internet.
Right.
That's the situation. They want to suppress the propaganda who are against drain. This is the drain. You are now in the situation.
Uh-huh.
That is why you must call the FBI.
Just so you know, I don't know the FBI. Just in case you think I have something to
contact. Maybe you can call 911 and talk to them. Because they are trying to send me to a mental hospital where they can poison me and send me to prison where people can just basically dump me on the ground too. Because they're making me sweat.
Okay.
Okay. I think I've said enough. And don't stress out too much. Can't just kill everybody in the world that talks about this stuff. And insider trading conspiracy. I'm not going to do anything dangerous. I'm just contacting people about this information. What? What? Okay. I'm
not suicidal at all right now. I'm trying to survive in this environment. I'll be there.
No, I have never missed any probation appointment.
Never. I just missed a couple therapist appointments.